So the introduction for this person is not a simple or easy introduction, and at this point in the podcast show, I wasn't planning on this particular interview, but as some of you may know, I am, you know, pregnant, and, you know, I'm due with the baby in about 3 more months, and so there are good days, and there are sometimes great days, and then some days, like last week, were very, very, very difficult, very challenging. There's a lot of tests that I go through, and so because of some of those tests and things like that, I had to cancel all of my regular entrepreneurs that I had lined up. You know, I had quite a few other entrepreneurs lined up, but because I wasn't 100% feeling well, I thought, you know, I will love to still give you guys great content and go with the flow, and I wanted to be consistent and to be able to share something, and every now and then magic happens. And so my next guest is going to introduce, you know, what he does and his, you know, his business and things like that. But what I love about him is that I know, you know, Jonathan on a very personal and a professional level for 12 years now. And, you know, when I've been sick this last few days, you know, he has dedicated more than 10, 12 hours a day of the kind of work that I used to do, 12, 14-hour days, to help, you know, take care of our customers and to do great things. And those aren't the reasons he's on this show. The reason he's on this show is because, you know, sometimes by a negative experience in life, you know, as entrepreneurs, we will have great days. You know, I wouldn't say it's like being pregnant, but I could say emotionally, it can be a little bit of a roller coaster. There are days when you're going to have great connection with your customers. There's going to be days when there's going to be sales are coming in, and there's going to be days when, you know, things are flowing easily. And then there's going to be some days when maybe you're not feeling well. Maybe there's going to be days when employees take off. Maybe there's going to be days when a whole, you know, list of things could come up that are very, very emotionally, mentally, physically, or energetically challenging. Nevertheless, you know, the show must go on. Life must go on. Our business has to continue. Our customers, and the relationships we're building with each other have to continue, even if we're not feeling 100%. So with that said, at the soul of this person, Jonathan, is a tremendous human being. And, you know, watching him have about 7 years of experience in a retail environment with you know, operations management, sales, and marketing experience, you know, several years of sales and marketing. And he was somebody that over the years would always say to me, you know, why don't you read this book from Zig Ziglar? It's great. Or read this from, you know, Anthony Robbins, or my company's paying for us to get training, you know, with some really high level coaching and training, things like that. And he would always explain all of these great ideas and marketing and sales to me. And to be honest with you, that's not really my cup of tea. My passion is to serve and help others and to share a message that motivates people, you know, that motivates and inspires. My goal is to bring, you know, love, inspiration, our soul, and our purpose back to our business. So with all of that said, you know, he would explain these things, and I would say, well, why don't you do those things? And after he has gone through the Mind Power for Success coaching program, he was one of the certified coaches in that particular program that we now have available for you on a membership site. we will be giving out that address, you know, as we go and things are running smoothly with everything. We're in the works of making that very, you know, affordable for those of you that are listening that would like to go through that, where we talk about our mission, our vision, and our purpose. What I love about what has happened in the last few weeks is I've seen transformation, a tremendous transformation. And so I would like to hand it over to Jonathan to talk about what has happened to him as an entrepreneur, about the new business that he is now starting and launching, you know, for himself. That, you know, if you are listening to me and you already have a business and you're moving that business to the next level, wonderful. You know, his tips for, you know, I always ask my guests to give to the audience three really of their best tips in each show, so that, you know, you will have something amazing to take away and apply in your, you know, in your business and your personal life, and bring that into balance. So without further ado, I hope I've done a good enough job with the introduction. I feel that, you know, there aren't really words to express my gratitude for him and his level of integrity and work ethic and personality and compassion and his intelligence, which blew me away, I guess, maybe because he's the dad of the new baby. He's really now taking his business to the next level, as I'm, you know, now giving back in this way and unable to do a lot of the things I was able to do before. So I wanted him to share a lot of those tips and strategies to help, you know, to help you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that introduction. That was really heartfelt and wonderful. Thank you so much. I think where I should start is just ever since, actually, I went through the Mind Power for Success program, something definitely changed inside of me, in the sense that I started to see a lot of the fears and hesitations that I used to have start to dissolve, and that was a huge relief, because those can be very exhausting, depending on you know, how much energy someone puts into them. Like for me, I would put a lot of limitations on myself because of you know, being scared or not knowing how something would work, fearing the unknown, things like that. And so through the process, through the masterminding process and the coaching, I was able to release many of those, and it's just kind of spun off into a new business for me, where I've been doing marketing consulting as well as, you know, sales funnel conversion optimization. And I just think it's really interesting to...
Is it okay if I ask a question? What is a sales funnel optimization for those of us that may not know?
Oh, well, that's actually just taking the important aspects of someone's process. For example, when they market and a prospective client comes in, you know, online, or it doesn't have to be online, but it's, there's a certain optimization of each step of that process that, you know, maximizes the amount of people that convert into customers, as well as increases revenues and sales and increases profits, and then, you know, keeps the customers happy, and also, you know, keeps it open for them to do future business. Because it's been said that right now it is perhaps the most difficult time to get a customer for the first time, but on the flip side, it's actually probably the easiest time to keep that same customer and have them buy from you again. So
in essence, what you're saying is, once a customer is has built trust with a business, and even if they spend a small amount of money, that's still considered a customer, not a prospect. And then that customer it's a much, you know, can you expand a little bit more on that concept? So
yeah, it's It's definitely a lot to do with trust. There have been many, many advertisements over the years, and many people have experienced things where there was a lack of integrity, or they were given some sort of false scarcity with what was being offered to them. And so we've learned as
you mean
people...
sleazy salespeople?
Yeah, sleazy salespeople, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Essentially con artists, you know. They're not really pushy. Sometimes they're just con artists. Meaning they use these...
Okay, so let's explain that concept a little bit, because that's really important. I always thought, you know, we've talked about this several months ago, where I thought, you know, if ever there was a day where you had an opportunity to share your message with the world, that you could bring some truth, some honesty, the values for which I stand, trust, integrity, you know, basically cleaning up. Sales does not have to be sleazy, and it does not have to be a bad thing. And marketing is just getting, is marketing conveying a message to a potential customer, and then sales is the actual person who gets the transaction completed? Is that what it is?
Right.
Okay. So then, you know, if we all have this fear of people that don't tell us the truth, you know, they're not transparent, they're not honest, we can smell them from a mile away, they show up, they're just trying to, you know, make a quick buck, and then they leave, they don't want to build a relationship. I mean, I can list, 10 different characteristics of what I call the sleazy or, whatever, negative impressions, pushy, whatever, of a salesperson. If you had an opportunity to bring your gift to our audience and to the world, and to be able to help this message get out to people, what are the things that they should look for in someone that has integrity with this messaging, marketing, and sales? Like, everything you talk about, we've had maybe long discussions, so I would like to create a series of this show and really help people to understand these concepts. At the same time, I really want to show, you know, how much knowledge and expertise and intelligence you have in this area that has helped our business go and grow for the last 7 to 12 years in business now that we're in, and now we're in a growth phase that you're leading, and as a marketing and sales director for, you know, Sacred Business Inc., I really want, and the president of operations, I wanted you to share what makes, and bringing back the trust, the integrity, the honesty in the sales process and the marketing process. So let's clear that up before we go into further about what you're doing, so that we're really explaining these concepts to some entrepreneurs that may not realize that there are three legs to any successful business. Number one, the area that I personally love is quality service, meaning we under-promise and over-deliver. We give our customers so much more that they come back begging for more. You know, I've never had a problem with a customer, you know, in the last several years. Earlier in my career, I didn't know very much in my business. So products and services is number one. Quality, high-quality service, high-quality customer service, high-quality products, investing a lot of time, energy, and money in that process, understanding to bring the very best to the market. Number two is to have a really great sales and marketing vehicle or channel or ability to communicate that message of that product and service to the market, to the ideal customer. And then number three, to have an accounting back end where that's one of my other areas, you know, being an accountant for 20 years, where we get to keep the money, where we, you know, we allocate a certain percentage to pay taxes and things like that. We have to be in compliance and legal and ethical. At the same time, there are ways to maximize profits on the accounting angle. That's what I love to talk about. Today, though, we're talking about before, there is no accounting for any money if there is no sales or marketing. So we are focusing on leg number two today, which is the sales and marketing. So I would like for Jonathan to explain that and bring back truth, integrity, honesty to that process.
Absolutely. Well, the first and foremost for being truthful and having integrity in sales and marketing is telling the truth. Not creating false scarcity, like false scarcity is when you say like, oh, we only have 10 of these left, and then when that's not true, you know, that type of thing. There are other ways to do it. And when it's in sales, some salespeople, and I'm sure many people have experienced it, they just flat out lie. And that is completely, you know, wrongs someone's spirit when they are lying to someone just to make extra money rather than find a way to create a win-win so that the customer gets the service and they're supposed to be getting a lot more value than they're actually paying for. It's something, so it's in that essence, as Bob Proctor says, it's like you're actually giving something when you're selling something, because you're solving a problem, a want or a need that they have, and you are giving them more than the money that's being exchanged for that. So that's the idea. It just goes along with what Indira was saying, which was to over-deliver, under-promise and over-deliver.
And then what happens if a company, which is one of the things I'm really passionate about, is what happens if a company knows, or the salesperson knows in their heart, you know, here's a crazy example. Let's say you know, I'm passionate about getting, you know, a new Infiniti. And I go to the Infiniti dealership, and now that I'm having a baby, the dealership knows clearly well that Infiniti is not known to be the, you know, I'm not saying these cars aren't safe, I'm just saying, you know, they're not known to be like a professional, sporty, you know, luxury car or something, but they're not branded as a car for baby safety. Now, before I was pregnant, maybe that was the car that I wanted, or maybe I wanted a Corvette or a Lamborghini or whatever it was, or you know, some really fancy nice car, you know, for the looks and the speed and prestige. But I think now that I'm going to be a mom, my I don't know, some, maybe it's the baby hormones or mommy hormones, I really don't care about any of that anymore. All that matters to me is that the baby is safe, that the baby will have, you know, so maybe Saabs, I don't know if they make those cars anymore, I don't know too much about cars, but maybe they know clearly well that my need is to be a mom, so maybe a minivan would be better, maybe an SUV that is safe and highly rated for children. And so what I'm saying is, would a salesperson in high integrity not have, you know, not refer me to say, well, you know, these cars are, you know, for example, if I wanted to get a drop top convertible, which I don't, but let's say it's an example, would they then say that, hey, you know, maybe putting a little car seat in a convertible where there's no, you know, the wind could, you know, there's potential problems, you know, you're going too fast, the baby could fly out of the car if you have a drop top convertible. Maybe it's not the safest car to have a child in when you're going on the highway. Maybe stuff from a moving truck could fall and hit the baby on the head, whatever. Would a salesperson in integrity, if I'm trying to buy a drop top convertible or something, say, hey, this isn't the best car, will they try to get that money? You know, that's kind of like what I'm saying. Is it, you know, are as we change and as we grow, would a salesperson with high integrity try to make that sale, or will they refer me to another dealership that will make a vehicle that is safe? And so my point is as entrepreneurs, you know, if we know in our hearts that the service we're providing is not 100% match, or maybe even a 90% match or 80% match. Maybe some people just sell it even if it's a 0% match for the customer. You see, we have to think about each other as human beings, as humanity, and it's not only about the dollars that we're going to get to pay our bills. We have to start creating a soulful, soul-centered business, not just a heart-centered business where we, you know, and we share that. So I wanted to add that in there and let Jonathan expand on that.
Yeah, that's exactly what goes hand in hand with the honesty, integrity, and transparency. For example, you know, if someone loves a car and the salesperson doesn't, you know, tell them specifically there's a problem with the engine here, it has to be fixed, you know, or the wheel or whatever, you know, just letting those things go, it does not, you know, they may make that sale, but the hassle it causes everybody and the reputation in the long run, it's not a good move for someone that's looking for a career in sales that's, you know, going to continue to grow and be full of integrity, being able to sleep well at night and just have peace with the fact that they really serve the person as best as they could. I mean, there's a lot of pressure in some of those businesses to sell the product as it, you know, depreciates quickly. However, there are ways that they can find you something you need and have full honesty and integrity and of course provide a warranty or something like that. Just make sure that it's a right fit. And of course it's up to the customer, but yeah, to convince someone that they need a car that doesn't at all fit their needs. I mean, there's a difference between that and upselling a few other features of that car to get a little more profit on top of it. I mean, there's a difference. There is a difference, and it's always good for the customer to do their due diligence, make sure that they have you know, at least a little grace period policy in case something goes wrong, and just to
like a refund or an exchange or a 30-day money back guarantee. That's usually a good thing, you know, refund within 14 days like most retail places do, or a money back guarantee on a product usually is 30 days. However, for consulting and coaching services, that may not be possible because it's dollar for hours or someone's time. So once that time is spent, then maybe it's not so easily recouped. And so, you know, if it's you know, some sort of a consulting, coaching, one-on-one time, you know, it's kind of different situation. But for products and a lot of different things, you know, there is a warranty period. So in essence, tip number one, I would say, you know, if I were to summarize this as a tip for you that are, you know, our listeners, is that try, if you're an entrepreneur, try not to, you know, circumvent the process of the success of your business in the long term for short-term gain or short-term quick sale, or don't try to make a quick dollar if you know in your heart that it's not the right thing. That's what I mean by a sleazy salesperson or a bad transaction, because in the long run, in the very long run, that's going to get out on social media, it's going to be on the internet, it's going to be, your customers will be feeling that in their hearts, and in all honesty, it will be bad karma for that business entity, that in the long run, that business will struggle to survive and struggle to make it. The more people screw their customers over, I mean, it's such a simple thing, you know. As I listen to sometimes Peak Potentials and Adam Markell, you know, I'd gone through the Millionaire Mind Intensive program, he would say, you know, customers are great for business, or customers are good for business. So we have to think service oriented and always, you know. So the tip number one again is you know, honesty, transparency, and you know, profits are very important. Please don't get me wrong.